Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and today we have the lovely, the hilarious, the TikTok queen herself, Paige Gallagher.
Woo!
Woo! Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. This is so fun. Yeah,
if you don't know who she is, are you even on TikTok?
Well, yeah. You know, TikTok is like such a huge world. I feel like there's so many people on there that I'm like, who are you with like millions and millions of followers? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it is such a small little world. Like yeah. I feel, I don't know. It's crazy. Anyway, follow me on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember before I met you, I like saw one of your videos. I was like, oh, she's funny. And I met you in person. I'm like, oh my God, she's adorable and so sweet.
Thank
I was
you.
Like, what? I was like, oh my God, what if she's.
Ghost.
It's a ghost face. Oh my God. Like, oh my God, but she's awesome.
Thank you.
We met doing comedy together, mm-hmm, at the Pasadena.
R.I.P. Pasadena.
R.I.P.
That was such a fun spot.
Yeah, but it was chaos. But
it was chaos.
Just kind of like this movie that we watched.
Yeah,
which is Scream 2.
Yes. Wow, it was great.
Are you a big horror fan?
Actually, I am. So I grew up hating horror films, like being so scared.
Same.
Right? So scared. And then in college, I had to take this horror movie class, mm-hmm, where we watched horror movies and sort of like talked about it and dissected it and all this stuff. And it really just like brought out this side of me that I'm obsessed with horror films. So
that's awesome. Do you remember what horror film like did it for you?
Honestly, I don't want to. Yeah. Honestly, it was Scream. Like the first one, I really was like, whoa, this is so cool. And it had such a I don't know if meta is the right word, but very like cheeky sort of, you know, way that they did it. And I was like, this is so smart and it's so fun and I just loved it. So I'm happy to be here for Scream.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
So this is the college episode because, mm-hmm,
She's in college.
She's in college.
Yes.
Where did you go to college? What did you study?
I went to AMDA. What does it stand for? I should know this. American Musical and Dramatic Academy.
Okay.
It's based in Hollywood, and I studied acting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It was cool. It was chaos.
Yeah.
Like we were saying, well, like other things in our lives. It was, course. I mean, a private performing arts school. It's you know,
yeah,
it is what it is.
Yeah.
But I had a blast. I learned a lot. So
I feel that. We were gonna wear our school stuff, and I was like, this is the only thing I have from my college. I went to Columbia College Chicago.
Nice. Yes.
And we have no school colors. We don't have a mascot.
Yeah. Yep. Same.
We have no sports teams.
Nope.
We only have medieval combat, and that's it. That's it.
Okay, so I want to – were you a part of this medieval combat? Because that is very interesting to me.
No, I wasn't, but, like, during orientation, they had everyone like, oh, try this. You know, you can try it. And I was like, you know what? That's a sword. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder than you think.
Totally.
Like, those people at medieval times, they're jacked.
Talent. Oh, I bet. I remember in college we had to take, like, stage combat, and we had to do work with swords.
Yeah.
And – they're heavy.
Oh my God.
Those fuckers are so heavy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. So, I mean, kudos to medieval times because.
Yeah.
They're insane. But that's very fun.
I think they're on strike right now. which
medieval
is
times.
Yeah, for like they're trying to like unionize the actors and stuff.
Oh my god!
I was gonna go, and I was like, I can't go yet. I have to wait.
We have to wait. I know. I was thinking about going too because I've never been, and it looks so fun.
I want to go. I feel like if you go, you have to just go full out
you
and be
to.
Hammered.
You
and
have
just
to
go ape shit.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, there's truly no other way to experience it. But okay, good to know. I will wait. Yeah. I will wait until that is figured out.
My roommate's like, oh, I got this for your birthday. I'm like, awesome. It's been 4 months now, and we're like. We can wait a little bit longer. It'll be fine.
That's very interesting. I had no idea.
Yeah. But Sydney goes to I am totally blanking on the college name. I've watched like 5 movies before this, so
it's all sort of scrambled. I don't know exactly if they say it or I know it's in Ohio, right? Is that Ohio State? I don't know.
It's some like, I think it's a smaller college because it's like,
it has, yeah.
But she's a theater major. What is your,
yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? Because I've watched this movie several times and I never caught that like, I mean, obviously she's in a play, but.
Right. No, it really did feel a little bit random and a little bit out of left field. I was like, theater girl. Like, I don't know. She just did not, I mean, the stereotypes that us theater geeks have, I mean, it's there for a reason, and it is very true, and I just have never seen that side of her. But, yeah, I thought it was interesting because she's sort of, like, shy, reserved. Yeah. I would not think that she would want to ever be in front of people.
Also, because, I don't know, if you've seen the first movie or know her past trauma, her mom was murdered, right. Her friends were killed, you know, and then she, like, shot her boyfriend.
Right,
you know. So... I don't know if I'd want to be like a center stage for that. I was like, oh, she could be like a psychology major.
Totally. I mean, that would make a lot of sense.
That makes sense. I'm like, oh, to analyze it. She's like, no, theater.
Theater.
The arts are for me.
Like, yeah, it feels very random, but also when you put it that way, it is a little dramatic. And maybe that is something that I would do if I was going through severe trauma.
Put it
on the stage.
Yeah, just, and then I. Also, her being like, I'm the lead in this production.
Yeah. It feels very, I don't know how to put it, but I don't know. Yeah, it's very random and just kind of out of left field.
Yeah, and, you know, the actress, Nev, is just, she's wonderful.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I don't
her.
Know why her acting in the play is really bad.
It's really bad.
And I'm like, you're really not a bad actress, but what is this?
Why are you acting that, yeah, no, totally. I wonder if it was like, it doesn't feel like it was like on purpose either, which would be really fun and funny because I love when they do that. But it is a little bit confusing.
And I don't know, is this an actual play they're doing? Like the production just seems super odd. And they're like, oh, we're doing dress rehearsal, there's normal rehearsal, but then she's in. Like full, I don't know.
It feels more like a club, almost. Yeah. An underground like fight club almost. Like we're doing this for us and nobody else. It feels a little bit like that.
Yeah.
You know.
So what were some of your favorite moments in the movie?
I have to think about it. I don't know. I really do love like the whole Stab franchise like within the movie, like in how they took scenes from Scream 1 and recreated that in Stab. I don't know. I just really love like the cheekiness of these movies. It's so fun and while also being like creepy and scary almost, it does have this sort of satirical like vibe to it. And that is just something I love. So I think probably that is like one of my favorite parts in, you know,
the movie. Oh, totally agree.
Right?
Like having in the first movie, Tatum's like, oh, who do you think's gonna play you in the movie they make about you?
Yeah.
And Dewey's like, oh, I think Meg Ryan. And he's like, Sydney's like, no, I'll be lucky if I get Tori Spelling. And then Tori Spelling is
her.
It's just like, it's just those little details are just perfect.
Yeah.
And apparently the Stab movies are actual like full movies.
Shut up.
And people have them and are like bootlegging them on the internet. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna have to deep dive into that later because that is so fun.
I love that it's so meta.
It really is.
It's just brilliant.
Yes.
Just like what Wes Craven's a genius.
Yeah.
And insane. And
yeah. I mean, you can't be a genius without being a little crazy.
Oh, yeah. You really can't. For sure. But he's also just this quiet little guy.
Yeah.
Who just is like, I like to watch birds. And yeah. And you're like, aw. But he's like, more blood. And more. Stab her like this.
Yeah, totally.
Like, I love that.
I also love, like, when Ghostface, whoever is Ghostface at the time, for some reason, the way that Ghostface, like, runs. Like, mm-hmm. I know that they're normal people and it's not, like, a professional serial killer or whatever that means. But it's just, like, the chaotic running every mm-hmm. single time and every, like, fight scene is just so chaotic and very... I think that's, like, a little bit more realistic than, I don't know, some other horror yeah. movies where it's, like, creepy and slow. I think it's – but it's also so funny.
It like, is. It's like,
so funny. Like, the physical comedy of just, like, his coat and it's just very, like – it's nuts.
It's – I love watching actors run. Yeah. You can tell if they actually run or if they
– Or if they're running.
If they took, like – running for actors, you know, like yeah. the sports movement.
Yeah,
for
yeah. actors. Right. Very much so.
But
yeah.
it's, yeah, you could clearly tell. But,
you know, it's so times, messy.
Yeah, it's great.
It's fun. And it's, yeah.
Then you can also tell if it's like the stunt person or if it's actually the actor right. in it. And that's yeah. just, I love that.
Yeah.
What did you think of the opening scene with Jada Pinkett Smith?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that kill, where that kill's even more meta.
It really is, yeah.
It's, you know,
in the movie, and she's screaming, and nobody knows because everybody's screaming. It's yeah, it's awesome, and I also, yeah, I love, and I don't know who plays her boyfriend or whatever, but either. He gets killed in like the bathroom stall.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I think I hear somebody yeah, he's like, fucking in the stall next yeah. door.
Let's take see. A and listen,
then, and then just the to the
yeah, ooh. Yeah, totally, and it's such an like an unrealistic. Sort of like kill or like murder, yeah. but I think that was done on purpose, and I just think that it also kind of plays into the meta sort of feel of the movies.
For his kill or her kill?
I think, well, for his kill, like through the bathroom stall, oh, like yeah. come
that,
on.
I mean, like that's, how sharp is that knife?
That's crazy. And like, also and like the strength.
The force?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's jacked.
Yeah. yeah. Is he hot?
Is he single? I mean, we know he's hot. It's Mickey.
That's true. In the end, he is very hot, yes.
That, I wanted more from him.
I did too.
Total. In the end, I was like, okay, obviously the mom of right, Billy duh. Loomis got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Makes
you know,
sense.
That makes sense. Good mm-hmm. old-fashioned revenge. Mickey, though, it just felt like such a two-dimensional character when I feel like it could have been more.
I totally agree. Yeah, because I feel like right before the reveal, I don't think he was in the – he didn't have a scene for like 45 minutes or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, and I'm like, I watched all of the deleted scenes and stuff.
Yeah.
He's in all of those.
Is he really?
And I'm like, why did you cut him? Because yeah. I know obviously it would have been like, he's more the killer, but they had more of a relationship between him and Sydney's friend
oh,
in the movie who gets yeah. Stabbed after yeah. mm-hmm. the police car scene, uh-huh. which is, that scene is stressful as fuck.
yeah.
I have nightmares about that. But also, sorry, I need to go back to Jada Pinkett Smith's death. Oh, that
yes.
is like,
yes.
I mean, we are pro Chris Rock in this house.
Yes, yes, know? Yes, yes, yes.
But
Chris Rock.
Yeah. But her death, like, that's not, like a real fear of
absolutely.
Like being killed in public and nobody notices.
Yeah.
No, because you're in a horror movie that's mm-hmm. rowdy and obviously, you know, theaters aren't that rowdy,
right?
But
if they were or anywhere like close to that, it could so easily be like, oh haha, they're just like having fun.
Yeah,
that is actually very terrifying and a new fear of mine, so
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, yeah. anytime it's like a yeah. good, it's like a good one.
Yeah,
so really just I love going to the movies. Yay,
yay, love it.
Love
but
it.
Oops, let's just like,
get stabbed.
Keep it down. Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, might get totally. stabbed. Yeah, her boyfriend also with scaring her a lot. I was
yeah.
like, you seem like you're a dick. And I
totally.
Don't know why I would be with you.
No, yeah. absolutely. Yeah. yeah. So like, yeah, I get that.
Do you get scared easily?
Yeah. I had to think about it for a second and I wanted to put on a brave face, but no, yeah, totally. Yeah. I get scared very easily.
That's fair.
Yeah, yeah. Very easily. That's not fair. So much like jump scares, like okay. if somebody were to like jump out like from behind a door or something, mm-hmm. I would obviously react, but
yeah.
I feel like I get more scared, and I'm just like a true crime podcast listener, like a very yeah. avid, and I don't know why, because like I will be laying in bed at night and be just like thinking, you know, I get scared in like the that kind of way, like the oh my god, like late at night, like dark kind of, you know.
Yeah, it's not you're afraid of the dark, it's you're afraid of what's in the dark.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I always will, you know, some nights I'll go to bed after a nice horror film and I'll, you know, sleep peacefully.
Yeah.
Other nights I'll be like, there's a shadow in the corner of my room. Absolutely. I'm going to sleep with the light on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah, maybe cry. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe. And that's okay.
And you know, it's part of the fun. Sometimes, sometimes you got to let out a good cry.
Sometimes you do. Yeah. I think it's very healthy.
Yeah.
But yes, I definitely do get scared easily. Do you?
Like the singing boyfriend scene.
Okay. Yes.
Where he professes his love to Sydney. Because Sydney's like, hey, people are getting murdered. You should leave, which is fair.
Fair.
Because people are getting murdered around.
Yeah, people are literally dying. Yeah.
But what were your thoughts on that?
I'm so glad you brought it up because that scene, like, I'm physically getting goosebumps just because like of how cringe it is. Mm-hmm. It's so long.
Mm-hmm. He sings the whole song.
So long. Yeah. Like, I just don't really understand I don't get it. I mean, unless it's supposed to be uncomfortable and cringe and satire. I really hope it is, because otherwise it did its job. Yeah. You know, if that's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, like, if my significant other was to do that, what I would do. I think in that moment I'd be like, and we're done.
Right.
And we're done. You've publicly humiliated me. Yeah. Are you trying to do a flash mob?
Right.
This is not 2012.
Yeah, no. This is not High School Musical. Mm-hmm. You're not Zac Efron. Yeah, sorry. No. Hate to bring it to you. Yeah, the ick is an understatement of how I would feel towards that person in that moment. I would feel violent. I might take on Ghostface myself. Like, it was bad.
Yeah.
It was really, really
You're like, I might turn into the killer just like, for that.
Yeah. And maybe you should stay. Maybe you should stay so you could be murdered.
Yeah,
next.
By me, because because your singing is bad.
It's haunting.
It's haunting.
Truly,
which,
is.
I mean, that's also, it's a scary movie. So
true.
I also.
It was scary.
It's a little bit. Just a little bit. I just was thinking about, like, the background actors. Just being like, okay, guys, he's going to run around on these tables. You don't really need to react.
Yeah, at all.
At all. Don't act like you would do in a normal situation. Just, he's going to do it. And just, he's going to do
it. Just got to sit there. And don't they, like, start clapping or something?
Yeah. And it's offbeat clapping, too. And I'm like.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all bad. It's all bad.
Aren't a lot of you, like, theater kids? Or is it a whole art school? I don't know.
Yeah, what is this?
What
school?
What kind of school? What's happening? Like, what college do they all sit at in a lunchroom at the same
literally,
time?
That's such a good point. I never thought of it that way, because it's like, it's a very high school lunchroom feel.
Yeah. I mean, I guess so. I transferred into Columbia from Bradley University.
Okay.
And we had like lunch or dinner hours.
Yeah.
So
okay. Yeah.
I did have that, but I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, because I did something similar. I transferred from San Francisco State University, and
so you went from normal college to art college.
To art college. Yeah. So I got like the whole vibe of all of it.
Yes.
You know, and we did have. Thinking back to, we did have like a lunchroom, but it never was like full at the same time. Like nobody was. It was
like that was like a pack.
It
like,
was.
Everyone was there. Like it is Tater Tot Tuesday.
Right. No, literally.
And they're in.
Yeah, you get 30 minutes to eat your cold pizza.
Yeah.
And go get back to class. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
So it is. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I know it's a movie, and it's supposed to. You know, you're supposed to suspend disbelief.
Sure.
Which I'm like, I'll take everything else, but like this, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you've did. You said San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that college had Greek life.
It did a little bit. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So I was in a sorority for a hot second.
Were you?
It was like, you know what? It was a good experience.
Was
and
it
was the people were very kind, and it was a good
what
place.
A refreshing story.
Oh yeah. It
That's
was
amazing.
Like, they were like weird like me, and it was awesome.
I love that.
And it was great. If I would have stayed, who knows if that would have
continued.
I was only there for a semester.
Yeah.
And I dropped.
Yeah. So, I did the same thing. I was there for one semester and I dropped out.
And then I was like, art school.
I went home for Christmas and I was like, I don't want to go back. I want to be an artist.
Yeah. I was like, and then I'll stay home for a semester, work, and then go back a year later. Yeah.
I did the same thing.
Thank God.
That's actually crazy. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I dabbled in community college when I was like not doing anything and just working, I think, at like a pizza place.
Same.
And that's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. I've never heard anybody have even a similar story.
Oh, yeah. Me. Same. I took community college classes online.
Yeah.
So that when I transferred in, I could just do my major classes and get out.
Yes.
So I was only at Columbia for 2 years.
Oh, nice. So. Yeah. I was at AMDA for 3 because I wanted the same thing. I was like, I need to graduate college now and get it over with.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
Yeah.
Do they offer like a bachelor's program at Columbia?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They had a master's and a bachelor's and all that jazz. Wow. I went from at Bradley, I went from having a 3.1 GPA to at Columbia having a 4.1.
Nice.
I was like, they don't give a fuck. Yeah, about
I know. Yeah, that's one of the amazing things about performing arts schools is just they don't give a fuck about grades.
You guys aren't smart.
No, totally.
And we know it.
Yeah, and we know.
Your brains just don't work that way.
Yeah.
Everyone will always say that, and I'm like, shut the fuck up. I'm smart.
Rude.
I'm smart.
and I'll prove it, but maybe another time.
Not now, but don't ask me any math questions.
No.
Because I'm done.
I remember for my horror class the final paper, quote unquote, was my teacher, who was also very hot, which is very fun. He was like, just like, scare me, like, whatever that means to you, like, scare me.
Okay.
And so people, and everybody knew he was scared of spiders, so people would bring in like pictures of spiders. Okay. People would do like a short film or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a website where you can look up people's home address, and so I found his home address and I wrote it on a piece of paper and I turned it in and I got an A. And it was great. And he was like, this is actually truly very scary. I was like, no, I know. It's terrifying. I'm not going to come to your house. Maybe I will.
But
no.
You should check in the mail in about 2 days.
Right.
You might get a package.
Yeah.
And it will not contain spiders, but it might.
And that's the power I have now over you.
Yeah.
That's like, scary.
I got this. Yeah. I got this. That I had a similar thing at, well, kind of, at Bradley. My film professor who was the reason why I dropped out. So he's like, you shouldn't be here. You should go to art school.
I love that.
Because I would just nerd out. And we had a 31 Days of Horror challenge that you had to like watch all these movies all of October. And if you did and you actually completed it, you could get out of taking the final. Which the final wasn't going to be hard, but I was like, I want that glory.
Yeah.
And I think I like missed one day because I was like stacking films. I was like doing 5 a day.
Yeah.
So I could like, and then each day you do like a little like what you thought of the film.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, you missed a day. You're out. And I was like, I did not. I didn't. And then I like schmoozed him a bit.
Nice. And it worked.
And then And then I saw him at the Chicago Film Festival like 2 years later. And I was like,
what a coincidence.
He's like not attractive but is because he's a film professor.
Absolutely. I totally get what you're saying.
And I was like one of the classes he showed up hammered and was like, you guys are gonna want to be hammered for this. So people were just passing around alcohol.
Shut up. And that is so fun.
I didn't drink at the time, so I was like, if I was drunk right now, this would have been crazy.
This would be fucking crazy.
But right now it's not it's fun. What I'm like, they're drinking, god, do their parents know? They're not even 21 yet.
Did you know that the legal drinking age is 21?
You guys are all arrested right now.
Arrested. Calling the cops. That's so fun though. I love when professors are just kind of like, or just like super real. And you know, I feel like a lot of film or mostly just like film professors are just like the coolest, like leather jacket, cigarette smoking. Like, I don't give a fuck. And it's like, I don't either.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
You know, it was weird though. Mm-hmm. He did loan me a DVD and I opened it and it smelled like cigarette smoke. And I was like,
I
was like, ah, that's weird.
That's
I made it weird.
But it
smells good.
Now that I've made it weird, I might as well embrace it.
I might as well, you know, find his home address and
right.
go, you know?
Right, absolutely. Yeah. Which you can do now that I've learned.
Till today.
How to find.
Yeah, I mean, I might as well.
Yeah, might as well.
The film professor in this movie, he's like barely in it, but I wish they showed more of that film class with the debate between Cece, which is Sarah Michelle Gellar, which I love her little cameo. Her death was bullshit too. She could have just walked out of the house.
She could
have been fine.
It would have been fine, girl. Yeah,
or like, you know, her friend was in the house too.
Yeah,
like, I'm going to a party. Yeah, bye. She should take me with you.
I'm coming with you.
I'm coming. Yeah. Sisters first.
Yeah,
sisters first. Okay. Thanks. I was a sober sister a lot. Yeah. I got the points, but you go together.
Right. Yeah. That's the point of it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Totally.
But that her death was terrible. But the just throwing off the balcony. I was like, come on.
I know.
She did. I don't know. But obviously, she needed to. You know. Get off. But.
She needed to. And I think that whole scene was definitely one of those moments where I like had to giggle a little at Ghostface and the chaotic running and just like the messiness of it. It's just that scene in particular, I think, was it's funny. I don't know, just the way he runs, it's just like so menacing. It's like kind of like, I don't know, but messy too. It's like
I don't think I've paid attention to him running as much in this movie as other movies, but I
definitely
will.
Fair. Yeah.
Keep an eye out for that.
You have to. It's just, it's so funny. I find it so funny. It just looks like a little, like, puppet, sort of just, like, kind of, running around. Yeah.
I mean, that's also how I run, so.
Right. Very relatable.
Yeah.
Relatable
very,
king.
Like, super, super accurate. We love that.
We love it.
We love that.
Representation.
But the film class scene, which that also was shot two different ways.
Yes.
One of them was shot in a lecture hall.
Yeah.
With all the students and stuff.
Right.
And then the other one was shot in the classroom, and they ended up picking the one for the classroom for the actual final edit. But I don't know, that Mickey is just going too hard for like, this is a shitty sequel. Oh, the killer's in this. But I'm like, it's obviously you're the killer.
Right.
Because you won't shut up.
You won't shut up about it.
Yeah. And then Randy like just throws in his one-liners with his like sick sideburns that are like giving leprechaun.
Yes, very
and then,
much
like,
so leprechaun.
But it's also, it's giving. Like, honestly, it works. And why am I slightly attracted to him? You know what I'm saying? Like,
why
I'm not
want to kiss his face?
But I am. You know,
right,
he's like
totally.
He's like that friend who you're like, I would never, but why am I like slightly turned on by you?
Right, right. Just, I would never, but also like maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's so fun. Wasn't the original script like leaked or something?
Oh yeah. And they had like several different endings. I mean, they do that for every Scream movie now, because have to.
Yeah.
Scream 6, they I don't know why they did they're like, oh, we're gonna do an early screening, and someone filmed the killer reveal and posted it online.
Oh.
And I was
that
like,
sucks.
Why would you do that? You know this film is like notorious
for leaks. Yeah.
Haven't you learned anything from the past five movies?
Yeah.
because we haven't had this issue for three movies. Right. So why did you, I don't know. Just do it. Was dumb. So I think the killer was revealed and shit like that. So, but yeah. I've been avoiding all spoilers for the new movie. Have you seen the fifth one?
No.
Okay.
No, I have not. I think I've only seen like the first three, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Definitely the first two are like, I don't know. I just was satisfied with both. Yeah. I know. I want to watch all of them, but it's just one of those things where it's like on my list and I just have not gotten to it. Like laundry. It's kind of like one of those.
Yeah. It's like laundry, Scream 3. Scream 3. You know, Clean the Floors.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah.
Five. Yeah. Totally. I really like 4.
Do you?
Personally.
Okay.
Most people hate 4.
Really?
I really like 4 a lot. I think it's brings in, they have like a whole new cast of characters.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, they're bringing in the young blood, but also having the old classic. I shouldn't even call them old because they're not old, but like, you know.
The OGs.
The OGs.
Totally.
The OGs. And just it just works. And I don't know, I think the killers are fun.
Yeah.
It's they cut a lot out of that movie. Again, they're just over cutting these movies.
That's
to the point where it's like, what's happening?
Right.
We're missing so much. We have so many questions.
Totally.
But also have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously Gale and Dewey.
Yeah.
You know, on and off flirting, whatever. Mm-hmm. But Sydney and Dewey. Do you feel that sexual tension?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I've rewatched all the movies recently. For this, and I've never noticed it as much as I have now. When I'm really? Like,
yeah,
wow,
yeah. I just rewatched the first one like around Halloween time, and then the second one more recently. But absolutely, there is some sexual tension going on between them, and I mean, rightfully so. I mean, I remember being in high school or like just getting into college and having like a best friend who had like a hot older brother, and if we were ever like as close as they are, it feels a little sus. Like it feels like,
Have
they or do they want to? Yeah, there's definitely some sort of tension there.
Yeah, it's weird, and because especially when Dewey shows up at the college, and Sydney like runs to him and like tackles him.
Yeah.
Like that's, you don't do that for someone who's your friend.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you're like her best friend's. Brother is endgame.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. Period.
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 Period. That's
period.
Period. Period. Yeah. Period. Also with Randy dying, that scene made me upset for his character.
It made me upset for his character too.
Because I feel like he wouldn't go out that way, but also he got cocky, so I feel like that makes sense.
True.
But.
Yeah.
I feel like he would have gone, should have gone out a different way.
I think so too. It did feel a little, I don't know. I don't want to say cheated, but it was a little bit like, it wasn't satisfying. I don't think. Yeah.
I wanted like, again, if he's going to die, like
if we're going to die. Yeah.
If like you're going to kill off the OGs, make sure it's like memorable.
Huge. Yeah. And it felt very quick and over and kind of just like looked over a little bit.
Yeah.
Cause like they just kept talking and I don't know.
And then Gale saw them and they're like, oh my God. And that was it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. Literally, that was it. And then I don't know. Yeah. It did feel a little sort of just like not, it was just like anticlimactic, I think.
And they don't really mourn the characters that die.
No, they don't.
They're like, oh, you're dead. Well, I guess we got to keep moving.
Right, right.
Which I get because you're, you know, you got the killers around the corner, but.
Sure.
Come on.
Something. Like, especially, like you said, especially for like an OG character. Like, you got to have a little something.
Also for, not just for the characters, but for the audience who's also mourning.
Exactly.
That character.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, every time they kill off an OG character, it's like. Or just someone who you like love and you're like, oh, like what's the boyfriend, I forget his name.
I don't remember his name off the top of my head.
The Hadi Lamani, with the singing voice of a bunch of dying whales.
Yes.
he gets like stringed up because he, you know, the frat bro, he gave his frat letters to Sydney, and mm-hmm. you can't do that in the right. frat world. So he's like, we're gonna punish you, whatever. So he's on this like
yeah
thing, and then Mickey just shoots him.
Yeah.
And that's how he dies.
And that's it. Yeah.
And we're like, oh. And then he's playing on Sydney's trauma. Like, right. Oh, your boyfriend yeah. did this.
Yeah. Well,
looks like it's him again. He's like, it's not me.
Right. Yeah.
And then Mickey's like, oh, he was innocent. Such a good boy. I know. Oh, well.
It's like, damn. I don't. Yeah. It feels just, again, like a little bit brushed over. It's yeah. Like, yeah, it is pretty wild. But
and then Cotton Weary comes in the end.
Yeah.
And I was like, I almost wish Cotton was one of the killers. Like, genuinely.
Yeah, absolutely. No, me too.
Or that he shot Sydney or something. Yeah. Because something. He was so, not even one of the killers, but just like so crazed about, because he's like, oh, I, you know, hey, can we do this interview? Yeah. You know, we'll go on 60 Minutes and it'll be mm-hmm. great. Like Diane Sawyer, let's do it.
Yeah.
We'll be famous. But and he just wants that, his fame.
But yeah.
And
yeah.
he's so crazed for this fame that he'll kill anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
But he has a great line after he shoots Billy Loomis's mom when Sydney, she's holding Sydney. He's like, oh, Cotton, I could help you. And
yeah.
she, you know, shoots him. And Cindy gets up and Cotton's like, oh, you know, I've never hurt you. And he's like, she's like, Cotton, give me the gun. He goes, yeah. oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. There you go.
Yeah.
I didn't even want this. What to do with my hands? Right. And it was so awkward. And I was like, it's relatable, but also,
yeah.
This felt silly. It just felt silly.
It felt very silly. Yeah. Very relatable, but also very, very 100%. Silly.
Any other final thoughts?
God, I don't know. I think, like, even with the not so satisfying deaths and, you know, the awful singing scene and stuff, I really do think it is another, like, genius sort of horror movie. Mm-hmm. I really am such a fan of at least the first two Screams that I've seen. I think they're just so smart and so witty, and I just, like, really love that. I don't really know if I've seen another horror movie like it, mm-hmm. you know?
Oh, yeah.
Where it has that cheekiness to it and stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. I think it really does kind of hold up after all this time, you know?
Totally agree.
Yeah.
And this is also, I wanted to say or ask, what did you think of Courtney Cox, Gail, her red highlights?
Wasn't a fan.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you like it?
It's a vibe.
Yeah.
It's early, you know, what's this, 97? I think
yeah.
it's the first one, I think 97, 98.
I'm like, I mean, I guess it is very much.
Like,
well,
of the
okay.
time, but like,
thinking
yeah.
back to it now, like after she like wrote the book and like had this movie made, I mm-hmm. feel a little bit, she's feeling herself a little bit.
Yeah.
So I
and
get
she's
it.
Like, I look good. And yeah. then I think Dewey makes a comment like, oh, nice streaky highlights or something
yeah.
like that. Which
yeah.
is like, oh, rude.
Rude.
Did you ever have streaky highlights?
Did I? No, but I did try to dye my hair purple.
Did you go blonde first or did you?
No, because okay. I was dumb and young. And I, instead of dyeing my hair purple, I just like dyed my, we did it, I was doing it at my friend's house and I just dyed her whole tub purple.
Awesome.
And my hair stayed brown because I didn't bleach it. So. Mm-hmm. I tried to do that. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. But my little sister was a big, like, the chunky sort of highlights mm-hmm. Girl. Yeah. So, yeah. Very related. She actually, I want to say she did have a little bit of, like, a red highlight, almost like
okay.
Courtney Cox. And she, wow, weird. My sister is named after Courtney Cox. Her name's Courtney. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That is actually crazy.
Wow.
And now that I think about it.
She is
Courtney Cox.
your sister's Courtney Cox?
My sister's Courtney Cox.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Oh my God.
Our parents are old.
Wow. That's insane. Yeah. I think I didn't have red highlights, but mm-hmm. I did before going to art school was like perfect time to dye my hair red.
Of course.
Right now.
Of course.
But again, no bleaching. Just put it over it.
Yeah.
And but they said it. She said it was balayage. Okay.
Right. Of course.
And I was like, oh, I feel so good. Like, it's super red. But it was, like, red. Like, flaming red. Not like, oh, like redhead. It was like,
yeah.
And then one of my friends was like, oh, I love your red hair. Are you going to get it re-dyed? And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, oh, your roots, they're like grown out. And I was like, mm-hmm. There was a clear line of like demarcation, and it looked like
it had just grown out.
Yeah. And nice. But I had just, I paid like $500 to get it done. And I was like,
you know.
So then I went to art school with basically black hair for a year. And my hair is still suffering to this day. The dying red in my hair, it does not come out. So don't do it.
Right. Don't do it. I feel like to that, like, what was that? The 2010s, like mid, like 2015 and all that stuff is, I feel like we were all sort of victims to really bad hair dye experiences. I feel like everybody I talk to, it just has like a story of just like a horrible hair dyeing experience. So I feel you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you made it out.
Thank you so much. It was a bad few years.
Yeah.
And we're still, I mean, people are like, do you remember when you, I'm like, shut up.
No,
absolutely not. Or like whenever I go to a new hairdresser, mm-hmm. I'm like, do you want to hear my worst hair story? Do you want to see it? Because I want you to
feel what I felt.
And they're always like, Jesus Christ. Okay. I'm like, yeah, this is bad. So out of 10, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it an 8. I'm going to give it an 8. What about you?
Scream 2 is lower for no it's 1-4-2 so
that's your
one four two
okay
5-3
nice
okay. That's mine but I think I said 7
mm-hmm.
I think
I that's said fair seven.
I did write it down here, but I honestly I think I scribbled it out. So it looks like an 8 or a 7
and
a 7.8 or an 8.7 either one, but I think it's probably a 7.
Yeah.
That seems right.
That's fair.
Good movie.
Yeah.
You know, fun. It was a good,
fun for sure.
Extension of the original.
Yeah.
Very like sequels suck. The sequels are never better than the original, which is true.
It's true. And it's true.
I mean, you do have some good sequels like The Godfather Part 2.
Right.
Aliens, all that jazz, which they talk about in the film.
Because
that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for being here today.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
A delight. We had some technical issues, but
as one should,
we crushed it. You got some Chex Mix.
Absolutely, I love Chex Mix.
It's the best. But where can the people find you?
So you can find me on TikTok at pgally, pgally, or on Instagram at Paige A. Gallagher. And I think that's pretty much it. YouTube also Paige A. Gallagher, and then Twitter. It's kind of just like a trash bin of my thoughts. So like you can follow me on there if you want, but I don't know my handle on that because it's just sort of like,
It is a trash bin.
Yeah, it is. And it's very entertaining and fun. But
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at Twitter.
I am too. Yeah. I kind of just say whatever is on my mind in the moment, even if it doesn't make sense. And that's okay because it's a safe place. I think Twitter is a safe place.
I should start doing that more.
Yeah.
Apparently good for comedy. You're supposed to do that to write one lines and stuff. And I'm like, I got to be smart. But I'm like, you could just dump and then maybe one thing will hit.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, and I think that's sort of my strategy on there. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for being here.
Yes.
You're amazing. You. And guys, thank you for tuning in. Make sure to follow Paige, follow us, like, subscribe, all that jazz. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Reddit, still don't get it, but I'm there. we're working on it. But guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Stay spooky, my friends. Bye.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at freestylelibre.us.